From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. President Barack Obama's success with attracting Latin voters has him reaching out to that base for support once again. This time, though, it's to resolve the so-called fiscal cliff. Oh, I hate even saying those words. Cecilia Munoz is the director of the White House Domestic Policy Council for the Obama administration. And prior to her administration service, she's had a longtime affiliation with the National Council of La Raza. That's a sometimes controversial group that deals with immigration issues. Thanks for being our guest.
Thank you.
The president does have a specific message for Latin families. Why is he saying that they will be especially hurt if there isn't an agreement?
99% of Hispanic families earn less than $250,000 a year. So those are the families who are likely to see their taxes go up by about $2,200 a year, which is a lot of money for a family in the middle class. Now, that's true of 99% of Hispanic families, but it's true of the vast majority of all families in the United States. And the president is saying, look, at this moment when the middle class has been squeezed and hurt by the economic crisis that he confronted 4 years ago when he came into office. So this is an incredibly important element of this fiscal cliff discussion, and it's something that could be resolved tomorrow. It's past the Senate. It needs to go through the House. And what we're hearing from thousands of people across the country is it means paying for prescription drugs. It means, you know, one or two mortgage payments out of their year. It means their savings for their kids' college education. This is incredibly important stuff, and it is completely what the president has been fighting for.
Now, Miami and South Florida as a whole are a bit unique. I mean, we do have a very large Latin population, but it's very diverse.
Yes.
It comes from Cuba. It comes from Colombia, Venezuela, El Salvador, Nicaragua, not as much Mexican. Will this impact families of different communities differently, or is everybody in this together?
We're all in this boat together. The things that these families have in common, whether you're from Venezuela or Cuba or Colombia, wherever it is that you're working really hard to make a life for yourself and your families, to have a roof over your head, to have a future for your kids. And what the president is fighting for is to make sure that we are not unnecessarily undercutting these families' economic position and undercutting our economic position as a country. And that's why he is insisting that, first and foremost, let's make sure that taxes don't go up on these families who are doing everything they can to make a future for themselves and their kids.
What would you suggest that Latin families do?
So if you go to whitehouse.gov on the internet, and in Spanish is whitehouse.gov/Espanol, you'll find materials that explain what's at stake here, and also an opportunity for individuals to tell us your story. Again, thousands of people have done this already. They've told us, you know, if taxes go up by $2,000 for me, for my family next year, this is what it means. This is what I'll have to do without. This is where I will be squeezed. And that those are incredibly important stories because it takes this from being a conversation with a lot of numbers and percentages and figures and makes it a conversation about the American people, which is really what it's all about.
What does President Obama have? What are his plans for doing something, say, beyond the executive order that allowed a segment of the children with undocumented parents to stay here?
The president has made it clear immigration reform is a top priority, and he said he expects legislative conversation to start in January. But at the end of the day, while Latinos care very much about immigration, we care about the economy and healthcare and education and the whole gamut of challenges that this country faces.
Cecilia Munoz, Director of the White House Domestic Policy Council, thanks for your input today.
Thank you.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.